Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Life was never easy for African Americans in early Oregon, and George Fletcher's life had its ups and downs. Fletcher rode in many Oregon rodeos, including the Rogue River Roundup of 1916. In its coverage of the contest, the Ashland Tidings said Fletcher sat in his saddle like a bronze statue. But that day, he only took third place. The newspaper didn't mention racial prejudice on the part of the judges, but fairness was not always on Fletcher's side. Many felt the judges were biased against him in the Pendleton Roundup of 1911, when Fletcher, a Pendleton native, failed to win first place for an outstanding performance. The incensed sheriff raised more money in a collection than the winner's prize, and before a cheering crowd, he declared Fletcher the people's champion. Fletcher's family had settled in Pendleton in the 1890s, where he learned horsemanship from the Umatilla tribe. Wounded in World War I, Fletcher discontinued his bronco riding career and became a ranch cowboy. Before he died in 1973, he had been inducted into the Pendleton Roundup Hall of Fame. In 2006, the National Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma added his name to its roster. Today's episode of As It was written by Sharon Bywater, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.